The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the Kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be. In 1 Peter 5, verse 8, notice what Peter had to say about Satan. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Did you notice that Peter called Satan the devil, our adversary, yes, our enemy? Not only is he trying to destroy those that obey God, but he's trying to destroy the whole earth. My friend, it is the devil's mission to annihilate all life from the earth, and deception is his main weapon of destruction. He has a lot of help in deceiving. He used the serpent when there were only two people on earth. But how does he work today? How did he begin to work after the earth's population began to grow? Who does he use today? When there were a few people on earth, he used Cain. He is still using mankind to help him in spreading his deception, and will till the very end of his rule. Notice in 2 Corinthians 11, beginning in verse 12, what Paul had to say here. Verse 12 of 2 Corinthians 11. But what I do, I will also continue to do, that I may cut off the opportunity from those who desire an opportunity to be regarded just as we are in the things of which they boast. In other words, Paul is talking about false ministers, false apostles out there, claiming to be apostles and ministers of Jesus Christ. In verse 13, he continues, For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into apostles of Christ. Satan had his ministers in Paul's day, and he has them today, and will to the very end of his rule on earth. Continuing here in verses 14 and 15, Paul says, And no wonder, for Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also transform themselves into ministers of righteousness, whose end will be according to their works. Paul said, don't be surprised, don't be alarmed, because it's no mystery that Satan's ministers can and do transform themselves into ministers of righteousness. You shouldn't be surprised to know Satan has his ministers and a counterfeit religion with a lot of man-made tradition and pagan practices mixed in with some truth. God calls that system Mystery Babylon the Great. Do you think our political system operates on truth? Or do you think it may operate on deception? If so, who is behind the scene? Well, I think you know. For he, Satan, is the same today as he was from the time that iniquity was found in him and the time of the Garden of Eden. In Ezekiel 28, verse 14, God has this to say about Lucifer, the one that became Satan the devil. You were the anointed cherub that covers. I establish you. You were on the holy mountain of God. You walked back and forth in the midst of fiery stones. God is speaking about Lucifer, an archangel that became Satan the devil and rebelled against God. He has enticed the human race to rebel against God as well. But he stays behind the scene. He is the prince of the power of the air. You can't see him, my friends, but you can see the damage that he does if your eyes are open. In Ephesians 2, beginning verse 1, Paul had this to say, And you he made alive, speaking to Christians here, those that had repented and come in to God's world, so to speak, and you he made alive who were dead in trespasses and sins, in which you once walked according to the course of this world. In other words, Paul said that you were walking in sin according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, speaking of Satan himself, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience, speaking of a mindset and an attitude set out there that has mankind following him, walking in his course, walking in his way, the way of Get. Yes, Satan's mind, attitude, and character works in the minds of mankind. That's why we have a deceived world. That's why we think our way is right. You need to ask yourself, could I be deceived? Have you ever asked yourself that, my friends? If you haven't, ask yourself that. Could I be deceived? We don't like to think about the fact that we could be deceived. Each one thinks that his way is right and that I'm not deceived. Or we don't think much about the devil and what he is up to. Most of us probably don't even believe there is someone that has and is today causing trouble for this world. We seem to think, well, this is just the way it is. This is just the way it's supposed to be, and that there's nothing or anyone that has caused the evils of this world and your own personal problems. Well, if you know anything about the Bible, you should realize there is a spirit being very clever, very powerful, very persuasive to entice and deceive mankind into a stubborn, rebellious attitude against the authority of God and His Word. What a simple life we could have and could have had from the beginning of man if we had only taken God at His Word and obeyed Him. But what we have done is to experiment, trying to find a lifestyle better than the one that God has offered. It seems man has just told God, I don't like the life you have offered me, so I will experiment and find a better way, a way I like. Now, we've had a lot of help in building this mindset and attitude from the arch enemy of God and man, Satan the devil. He stays behind the scenes, disguising himself just like he did to Mother Eve in the Garden of Eden. Satan himself began experimenting with the human race. You might say he began practicing his method on the human race. Satan didn't know if he would be successful in taking mankind captive to his lifestyle until he gave it a shot, or until he began experimenting with man. Now, he knew there was a good possibility that he could and would deceive and sway the human race to follow his way of get, because he had swayed 1/3 of the angels to follow him in rebellion against God. It has been and still is Satan's goal to destroy everything that God stands for. It is his purpose to destroy the plan of salvation, and he uses his most powerful tool, deception, to try to accomplish that purpose. Again, let me remind you of the fact that he used the tool of deception on Mother Eve. Deception always has a lot of lies mixed in it. Christ said in John 8 that Satan, he is a deceiver and the father of it. Notice what Paul said in 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 7. For the mystery of lawlessness, that means a deceitful way of life, is already at work. Only he who now restrains will do so until he is taken out of the way. The mystery of lawlessness was at work in Paul's day. It was at work in Adam and Eve's day, and it is at work in our day, and will continue right up to the return of Jesus Christ. And then the lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord will consume with the breath of his mouth and destroy with the brightness of his coming. This whole Babylonish system of false pagan religion and the deceptive political system will be crushed by Jesus Christ when he returns. Satan and his system, his servants, and his counterfeit religion and political system will come to an end. It will be made known to the whole world, for his way of deception will bring mankind to the brink of annihilating all life from the earth. And it would happen if Jesus Christ doesn't return and stop it. In verse 9, 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 9, Paul continues here, the coming of the lawless one is according to the working of Satan. Well, the working of Satan is just a bunch of lies and a lot of deception, with all power, signs, and lying wonders. Yes, this verse tells us who is behind the scene, leading, enticing, deceiving, and giving power to those he is using right up to the return of Jesus Christ to crush the system, the Babylonish mystery religion and political system that actually began in the Garden of Eden when Satan deceived Eve to obey him. Adam went along with it, not questioning it, even though he knew what God had told him. Well, isn't that what we do today? Just follow the majority, thinking it can't be wrong, thinking the majority can't be wrong, or most everyone wouldn't be there. Do we ever question whether our religious and political views are right or wrong, or that this whole world is deceived? In Luke 12, verse 32, Christ is trying to tell us something here, and is if we have the ears to hear and the ears to listen. Luke 12, verse 32, notice what Christ said to his church, his body, those that are obeying him. Do not fear, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Christ calls his church a little flock. He doesn't call it a big worldwide organization with millions and millions of members. He calls it a little flock. Listen to this again. Do not fear, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. In other words, it's my Father's good pleasure for you to inherit the kingdom of God at the return of Jesus Christ. And he's calling his church a little church at the very end of this age. And it always has been a little flock. In 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 9, Paul continues, "The coming of the lawless one is according to the working of Satan with all power, signs, and lying wonders." Yes, Satan the devil will give this beast and false prophet their power and authority to the point they will even try to kill Jesus Christ at his return. Verse 10, "And with all unrighteous deception among those who perish, because they did not receive the love of the truth that they might be saved." Deception only comes from lies. It does not come and cannot come from truth. You are deceived when and if you are made to or enticed or somehow persuaded to believe a lie or a lot of lies. That's the way that you become deceived. The truth was offered to Adam and Eve. The truth was offered to the pre-flood world. Neither one received the truth. The truth is something that you have to receive if you want to know and live by it. In John 17, verse 17, Christ had this to say, "Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth." Yes, God said, and Christ said, and asked God the Father to set his people apart by his truth, meaning they would know his truth, they would love his truth, and they would be living his truth. They would be living by his word. That's one thing that sets God's people apart from those serving Satan. The Holy Spirit is another, but God only gives his Spirit to those willing to receive the truth and to love the truth that are willing to live by God's word. I see my time is up. We'll pick this up in our next program. In the meantime, if you'd like to understand more about Satan and his deception, and that it is very possible for you to be deceived as well, call us, the Marble Hill Church of God, at 573-238-3675 and request your article, Satan's Lies. You need to read that, my friends. It will help open your eyes to what Satan has been and is up to and will be right up to the return of Jesus Christ. Or you could email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com or go online and order your article online, www.thewayitoughttobe.org. But if you want to call us, we will mail it right out to you ourselves. The Marble Hill Church of God, 573-238-3675. This is Pete Hornbuckle on the behalf of the Marble Hill Church of God. Thanks for joining us today. Have a good day, my friends.
Thanks for listening to Pete Hornbuckle and the Way It Ought to Be program, presented by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, located on County Road 300, one block north of the Cat Ranch in Marble Hill, meeting Saturday, the Sabbath, at 2 p.m. You can listen to our previously recorded broadcasts or order free literature on our website at www.thewayitoughttobe.org or call us at 573-238-3675 or email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri, 63764.